Okay, we'll start off with our old business. And first case is 11,713.
Application is for Jungle Gems Amusement Park. They seek a variance from the maximum height requirements for section 115-82C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The application was tabled at the last previous meeting and the record was closed.
All right, thank you. All right, gentlemen, I'll open the floor up for discussion. Any comments? Start down here, Mr. Workman.
I really don't have a problem with it. They had a go-kart there to track before. They're doing away with that and putting the Jungle Gym up now. And the guy's willing to put trees up too, right along the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then the back's out of the way. He said he'd change that up to bring up front. Like they asked his questions, he had to change the parking up and everything else. So I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay. Mr. Baker?
Well, he wants to encroach into the 42-foot pipe that has been with the county for many years. We just went over the, I believe the last meeting, we went over a 42-foot discussion about should it be higher in Sussex County, et cetera, and that has stayed firm at 42 feet. I believe that the applicant is creating his own problem here, and it's being created by the applicant. And the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant because he can develop the ground using the 42-foot. In other words, he can develop whatever he wants to do as rides at a 42-foot limit. And I don't think that we should be setting any kind of precedence at a 42-foot high situation because of the fact that we also looked at air conditionings on top of buildings and how to make an adjustment on those type of things. But on this, he can develop his property. There's no problem with him developing the property there if he uses the 42-foot height. So I don't agree with it.
But I think in his testimony, too, he said it had to be that high to make that work.
Okay. Well, that doesn't say that he can't use another application of a slide at 42 feet. Well, then he shouldn't be using it. That's the way I look at it.
We're going to get it. Okay.
Mr. Mills?
Well, what I what I heard in regard to the height was that in order to make a ride that's one that will attract people and be part of the water park as it is, they needed to have a certain height to make it safe.
Mm-hmm.
They are, I believe we also hear testimony that they already had one that was that high.
I believe so.
Yeah. And what we're looking at is, we're only looking at the platform level, I believe 47 feet. It's just an awning over top of that platform that would go up in the variance area. Or further extend, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it meets the standards.
Mr. Hudson?
Well, considering the fact that the applicant is applying for something that seems to be less intrusive for what has been there in the past with the go-karts, and from the standpoint of noise, also from hours of operation for the go-karts were operated beyond the dark period. I believe we heard testimony that the water slide would be shut down in the evening or at before the go-kart would normally be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's already rides there at the same height, and it is a non-conforming use. I tend to agree that it...
Minimal.
It's a minimal change, and in fact, maybe even less of a change than what has happened there, even though I understand the concerns of the opposition.
We're sorry, but we can't hear anything.
That's right.
I second that motion.
Okay, sorry about that, Will.
So, being a non-conforming use in a commercial, I believe it's commercial C1 zoning, I believe that it doesn't impose any more variance than it has in the past, and it wouldn't be more any more obtrusive to the neighboring and opposition property owners.
I think what we heard from the opposition is they just didn't want it there anyway. I mean, they asked, you know, can it be put out in the parking lot? You know? So I don't know that if it was 40 feet or.
Let me ask you this, gentlemen: if he put his slides at 42 feet and maintained the height requirement that Sussex County requires, he can't put another slide up there. Is that what you're telling me? Or does he just want this slide? I think he just wants this.
They could put another slide there, but it wouldn't justify the means. And from what I, testimony I heard is
right.
You know, you can put a sliding board there, but that's not going to attract
people. Right, and that's what he wants.
So,
but it's
so,
not
well,
a need. He doesn't need this.
Well, I see it as a need for business.
You know, I don't see.
If it was a personal thing, then I might agree with that. But if it's, you know, we're talking about a business that's there to make money in the summertime when.
Right, but what we're looking at here is the variance and the five reasons for granting a variance. They haven't convinced me that if they don't do that, they can't develop this property any further. Okay? Cannot otherwise be developed. Sure it can. You can put one a little lower.
He's got that in there.
Well, that's what he's saying.
That's fine. He's got one in there.
He can put another.
He wants to go up another 5 feet. So how about another playground that we will probably be talking about in the near future if this goes through, that this may affect that too, and they may want to come in and encroach into a 42-foot.
So I guess we would cross that bridge when we get to it, but in regard
but
to this
I don't want to set a precedence of letting these people, because they want something,
It was
to circumnavigate the rules that were set up.
I looked at
criteria for granting a variance.
Well, I looked at it or heard what he said, and I hear you saying too, Mr. Mills, but he could also, I feel, take reasonable use. If he didn't get it, and the question was asked, he could use the 42 feet. So he still would, if he didn't get it, he would still have reasonable use of his property. This is what I looked at, so he still would have that. He's already been using the property. If he didn't get it, so he went to 42 feet, he wouldn't have been here. So it's a hardship, and it didn't prove to me, you know, this is what the manufacturer's saying you need, but do you need that type of ride that would not be created? So is it going to create that?
What he said was that in order to create a level of excitement,
right,
that they needed, you know, they needed a certain height drop.
Right.
And in order to make it safe, they needed that as well.
Right.
I mean, yes, it can be, you know, so in, you know, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property is that the use of the property is, you know, it's an amusement park. It's a you know, place where excitement is.
Sure.
You know, can they put, they can make reasonable use of the property without the 42 foot, they can put the go-kart track back.
Right.
I think they're doing that right now. And I think if they put and I'm not, like you say, you've got to convince me, and you can't convince me that another slide that would be at 42 foot would not operate just as well. I don't care what the engineer says. I mean, there's all kinds of experts, and he says that with this typical application, he needs the height of adjustment, right? That this typical application. Now, I'm saying, no, you know, come on, keep within the laws that Sussex County has set up. You need to approach the criteria for granting a variance. Now, let me see here. You're not creating this? Yes, you are. You're creating it because you can operate your business and everything without this variance. Will it otherwise be developed? In other words, it cannot be developed without this. In other words, we could not develop anything on that property without having this variance and this specific slide. No, you haven't convinced me that that's. All you've told me is you want to make more money probably coming into that height, which would grant, if we granted that height adjustment, would give you the ability to put this specific type of slide in there. No, we've got to take a look at it by the criteria of granting a variance, and that's exactly what I'm looking at, and I'm saying, okay, convince me. Don't tell me I can make more money. Don't tell me I can do this. Just tell me why it cannot otherwise be developed. Oh, I can't do a thing there because... You know, you're not going to grant me that 5 foot variance. Well, no. If I don't grant it, if you didn't come before this board, would you be in trouble? No, I wouldn't. So that means that you're creating the problem. Is that correct? So that's the way, gentlemen, I look at it. That's why.
I don't think 5 foot, excuse me, I don't think you can tell a difference. If you want to change something, take the top off. You can if it. I mean, if you're that worried about the height of it, but talking 5 foot, I don't think you ever see the whole difference of 5 foot.
That's not the point. The point is you've established 42 feet in Sussex County.
And we've granted variances.
Yes.
Yes.
Many of them.
Yes, and now I'm saying that in this case, he hasn't convinced me that encroaching into that 42 feet is going to answer all the questions that we need in a criteria for granting a variance. And I so stated why. Not otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant. That's my opinion, gentlemen. Okay. I haven't been
to this. Mr. Workman, any further discussion?
No, I don't. I don't see anything really wrong with it. I think that it's commercial. It's doing better than what it was there.
Okay.
So I have no problem with it.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote.
Mr. Trustee, are you ready to vote? Any further discussion?
I think there's been good points made, Mr. Rickards and Mr. Mills and Mr. Workman. So I'm ready to vote, or if you want to give it some more thought, I'm okay with that too.
Can you speak up a little bit so you can hear your voice? It's very hard to hear you.
You don't hear nothing.
I don't mean any disrespect.
Okay.
But I can guarantee you if you raise your hands, we can't hear you.
Can't hear any of us?
No.
You couldn't hear that?
You need to talk directly into the mic, so when you talk,
the gentleman who opposes.
We got you. We got you.
We
have
microphones. Please use them.
Okay, I'll stick
Point
this
taken.
Thing in my lap. How's that?
If you just
okay, okay.
Talk into the mic.
All right. All right.
All right. Mr. Mills.
No.
Did you? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to do better than that. Okay. Can you hear it now?
Yes, sir.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. Mr. Mills,
hmm.
You finished. You ready?
I'm ready, but...
Okay, then, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, and if, excuse me, if everyone's ready to vote, Chair will entertain a motion. On case number 11,713.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'll have to make the motion here. That my motion is to deny case number 11,713 for the reasons I had stated. Cannot otherwise be that they can develop it, and I believe the applicant is creating his own problems here. And I'll put that in a motion to deny case number 11,713 for those reasons.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Again, gentlemen, I'll call for a second to that motion. Okay, motion is denied. Or the fact, the lack of a second.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,713. In regard to the, this isn't a special use at all. Okay, so it's only variance. In regard to uniqueness, I think it's. There's certainly a uniqueness. This has been an amusement park since 1974. It's pre-existing, non-conforming water park. And, it's been there a long time. And amusement parks are places where people get excited about going. And I think, that goes into can't otherwise be developed or not created by the applicant. In the testimony that we heard, because of the commercial application that it is, in order to provide that level of excitement, then the slide needs to be the height that they've requested, not only for that purpose, but also for the purpose of safety, as the applicant had told us. So I don't think it was created by the applicant, and I think that it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think that it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, it's an amusement park, and it has been, and it was there before a lot of those homes that were built around it. If anything changed the character of the neighborhood, it was the homes built around it and not the park itself. I think that their request is a minimum to afford relief. And I would make that motion to approve it with a requirement that they add a tree buffer along that property line on the inside of the fence.
Do you have a size or type of trees?
I would say they suggested Leyland cypress. I would say something, quick growing and, that would provide a buffer.
On what portions of the property, what directional?
I guess what, the east and south or south? Take a look. Southeast, southwest.
Southeast and southwest sections. That's my motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman? that we approve case number 11,713. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay. Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Nay.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Callaway, nay. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,713 is approved. Okay. Next one, please.